Where do I go from here? Discusses the journey of coming to realizations about important topics in life that others can resonate with. The journey of self-development, whether mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and professionally, are our topics of discussion. Thanks so much for listening and enjoy the show. This is Where Do I Go From Here? Where do I go from here? Episode 3, A Hindered Way of Thinking. When people think of self-forgiveness, I feel as though they think of the big shit they may have done and try and make excuses for it. It's me, I'm people. The journey of self-forgiveness, I feel, is harder than forgiving those that may have done you wrong, especially for people like me. And what I mean by that is when you tell yourself to forgive someone, it places the blame on them and allows you to be the good guy who is forgiving for the sake of your sanity and happiness. But when you have to forgive yourself, you have to own up to shit that may bring up some painful moments for you, may make you feel super dumb and unworthy of forgiveness. And depending on what you're forgiving yourself for, it may bring you back to that mindset you were in and make you feel as though you made no progress in your growth. But self-forgiveness is not only necessary, it's mandatory for self-progression. I can honestly say, I've done some super fucked up shit in the past. And from time to time, it resurfaces and it's almost hard to believe I did it. It really challenges who I am now, and it almost makes me feel like the imposter syndrome, because it's like, how can you go from one end of the spectrum to the other? And the answer to that is because you can, period. You're allowed to grow and do better. But the problem for me is I want to erase the past. I want that shit gone, never to be seen again. I want all the people who are part of my past mistakes to know me now just so they can see how much I've leveled up. I want people who did me wrong to be reaping what they sowed. I want to witness the epiphanies people came to when they realized I may not have been the person they thought I was. But that is impossible, and it is such a hindered way of thinking. Focusing on the past and on people will always keep you behind. But this for me is the hardest stage of self-forgiveness. The self-forgiveness journey, I should say. So where do I go from here? Well, here's what I know. When you speak out loud about your downfalls and what led to them, it really does make all the difference. Like, literally walk yourself through the steps of what led you there. How were you feeling? What circumstances were you in? Really take yourself through the thought process. And while this may be emotionally and mentally straining, hindsight is a beautiful thing sometimes, and you could view this almost as someone replaying your journey versus someone living it. Think about all the factors and really call yourself out, but give yourself grace and be honest with yourself. This allows you to be human and to understand that something led you there, and in return, you could forgive yourself a bit easier. When you humanize your thought process, you can humanize the results of that. Now, let's be clear, some shit is inexcusable. But for the folks out there trying to live their best lives and are letting their past mistakes really hold them back, like I find myself doing sometimes, this is for you. I also wanted to make sure I added in that you need to allow yourself to feel these emotions and allow yourself to work through them and allow them to pass as well. When you force yourself to shut these feelings down, you're training your mind to think that these feelings are not allowed, and this will lead you to never healing and not having healthy ways to cope with negative emotions. Personally, for me now, these feelings are few and far between, but they do come up sometimes. And I like to think it's because I allowed myself to really work through them and really feel them no matter how painful it was. And lastly, guys, please don't be afraid to big yourself up, like really talk your shit. Look how far you've come, and when the negative noise is loud, make that positivity louder. And I'll leave you with this quote by Heather Mackin. Allow yourself to express gratitude in unfamiliar ways, noticing the joy in simplicity. As you reflect on who you are in this moment, the journey you've taken to get where you are, remind yourself that you are worthy. Thank you so much for listening. See you next week. Where Do I Go From Here is an Audio One production. Where Do I Go From Here was created and written by me, Deja, and edited by Audio One. If you love the podcast and want to support me in other ways, you can shop Fashion Is My Chocolate Style Studio on fashionismychocolate.com. Fashion Is My Chocolate Style Studio is home to a curated collection of contemporary women's clothing and accessories. You can also shop True Herbal Connection on trueherbalconnection.com. True Herbal Connection is home to ultra comfy basics for the herbal connoisseur. If you have a story suggestion or topic you would like me to discuss, please fill out the form in the show notes, or you can go to Where Do I Go From Here podcast on Instagram and click the link in my bio. Thank you so much, and see you next week.